As somebody who has been in leadership in ministry for many years, more than I care to admit, I know a daily devotional is vital, not only for myself, but for the people I lead in the church. But I'm also busy as a leader, and creating daily devotionals take time. Well, we're going to look at a tool that can solve this dilemma next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve, we need you to project.
All right, working on it.
Project. Got to project. We get volume levels are the same. All right. So this is episode number 440, as I put my glasses on to try to read it. And how are you this afternoon?
I am doing good.
All right.
We crossed another muscle car number.
Oh, well, now that you opened up that can of worms, you better explain it. What do you mean by crossing another muscle car reference?
440 is a big Mopar engine.
Yeah. Well, I was aware of that, but when did it come out, and what cars were it in?
I don't know. Probably Roadrunners and Cudas and
Roadrunners, I remember. Charge.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't much of a Chrysler Dodge guy, but.
Yeah. I almost bought somebody's Dodge Dart, and it had a V8 in it when I was in high school, and I test drove it, and I kind of liked it. I actually went up for a test drive and kind of racked on it, and my friend said, "What are you doing that for?" And I'm like, "Well, I want to see what it can do." Kind of like what I did with your car last week.
Yeah.
Jumped on it.
Yeah.
Hope you were okay with that.
Yeah, that's what it's for, man.
Okay, just want to make sure. You know, I didn't want to freak you out, but I just figured I'm in this thing. I may as well shift it and find out what it's got.
You barely got into it.
I know. Well, I didn't want to. I've seen these videos where people punch on it and the car spins out and goes into somebody's yard or house. I didn't want to do that.
I've seen some of those. I've seen some of those guys in Corvette, and every single body panel is getting ripped off this car that I'm watching this video. And the guy's like in shock. He's not hurt, but he's just sitting inside of this shell of a car ripping everything off the outside of the car.
Steve has a high-powered Corvette. 650 horsepower?
That is it.
All right. And what model is it again? What is it?
A C7.
C7, yeah. So pretty car, fast car, tight car.
It's a Z06. Yes. Anyway.
All right. So now that we've lost some of our nine audience, well, we probably got one or two people left. Let's just go on with something else. We have a webinar coming up real soon, and it's going to be August 20th, right? Am I wrong? What is it? August 20th, and it's 12 noon, and the webinar is called the 7-Day Sermon. What is that all about?
The 7-Day Sermon is about how to extend your sermon's reach during the week with your congregation.
All right. And it's not, just so people know, it's not just about video clips. It's more than that. And it has...
Video clips are for social marketing, really.
Right.
I mean, they're
not
intended for your congregation to stay engaged with your message. But
that's a good point.
Completely different things.
Where the 7-Day Sermon, what we're going to talk about is how you can take your message that you've worked so hard on and actually have it do multiple things to help connect your congregation and help them grow spiritually.
Engage your people during the week.
So where can people sign up for this free webinar?
Webinar.streamingchurch.tv, which I don't know if I mentioned the story to you or not, but our pastor, Jeff Love of our church, had a best friend in college that he introduced me to. And we became very good friends. We were actually working together for a while. And I remember driving into work one morning, and he called me. It was a Monday morning, and we were chatting. And one of his questions was, "What'd Jeff teach on yesterday?" And I went, And he's like, berating me. He's like, this was just yesterday or 2 days ago. You know, it took me a while to think of it, which kind of goes into, once you go through the service, a lot of, you know, we have some stats on this, but people forget about the service or forget about what they learned in the service. And so we're going to teach you how to keep your congregation connected with the service and kind of feeding off it all week long. So,
yeah. Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. It's 12 noon. It's September. I'm sorry, August. We were talking about September's. We were talking earlier today, you and I and Mike, but this is going to be August.
20th.
August 20th. I can't remember that, yeah. but it's 12 noon. And look, if you can't go to it, you can still sign up because you'll get the recorded version of it. So yeah, that way you don't have to put up with our shenanigans. You can just fast forward stuff, but it's probably some interesting stuff that I think you would like. And so webinar.streamingchurch.tv, sign up for it. And
today's podcast topic is completely in line with this as well.
Yeah, it is. And it's a blog that I posted Monday. And if you want to see that and you want to keep score at home, kids, just go to blog.streamingchurch.tv and you can see the notes here. And we'll obviously probably not stay totally on track here, but we'll talk a little bit about it. But I wrote this because a couple things in mind. One is this will have a lot to do with the webinar coming up, but also when I first became a Christian, I was driving truck right out of high school, and I was going down to Parkersburg, West Virginia, because I was growing up in Youngstown, Ohio. But I worked for an upholstery supply company, small one, and we went all over the tri-state area and all over the place. And one of the places was Parkersburg, West Virginia. And I went there, and this upholstery, little mom and pop upholstery store, that, you know, did reupholstery and all that stuff. He found out I was a Christian, and he goes, you need your daily bread. You want to grow, you want to be healthy physically, but you also spiritually. So there's this little thing, little pamphlet, little devotional material called My Daily Bread. And as you and I were talking earlier, you also had experienced it as well. And it's a little thing that was a little devotional with scripture and all that.
Oswald Chambers, right?
I think it had different authors. Different people were involved.
I thought he was the primary guy.
Was he? I don't know.
I think so. Remember. I don't know who he is, but.
Well, he's a well-known. Yeah. But it seems like there was other people involved. But anyhow, my point is that really helped me develop as a Christian and really grow spiritually during that time back in 1976. And so it occurred to me, you know, it's 2024 now, and people still read devotionals, but there is an opportunity to take advantage of the digital world by having something that would give people daily devotionals and help them grow spiritually. And there are some things out there. We have something that we're developing as well. So that's the whole idea behind the blog here and then what we're even kind of talking about here in the podcast, the Church Solutions podcast. And then we actually have a product, a tool that we're unveiling that you'll learn more about in the webinar. Did I do okay with that? Explaining that?
That sounds just peachy.
Did I set that up? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, my mother actually gave me my daily bread, and I don't know where it is. I think it was when I kind of went off into professional world, graduated college and took my first job. And I had this, that little booklet, that little brown booklet. And I think I had it in my desk at work. And I think when I retired from my long career, I still had it. I think I brought it back home. I think it's in my home office now. But anyway, it was with me for many years. So,
well, this publication that I'm speaking of was something that they put out monthly, and they still do it. It's still out there somewhere. They're still making.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're still.
Mine
producing.
Was a little brown booklet.
Yeah, I think when you say Oswald Chambers, that sounds like an Oswald Chambers deal. But mine was a monthly thing that came out, and I think it was Baptist oriented. I think is where it came from. I think I'll look it up after this podcast. I'll look it up. But it came out every every month it would come out. And I think at one point I got it in the mail too. But bookstores, Christian bookstores had them and still do, I think. So again, the point is, if you're a leader here listening to this podcast, daily devotionals really do make an impact on people. And especially if you can make it convenient for people and accessible to people and do something that's tailored to it. So that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Probably the most popular today is YouVersion.
Yes.
So that's what I was doing for many years as well.
YouVersion. We just saw Bobby, what is his name? Greenwald on a call the other day. We were doing something, a webinar or something, I guess, that he was on it. Wasn't he with YouVersion? He used to be.
Yep. I don't know. He's still the man.
Still the man. Okay. All right. So shall we jump into this a little bit?
Sure.
All right. So where are we starting first? So,
I guess the key for me was, like I said, it was a little booklet. And so it was something very convenient and on the go. It was kind of, like I said, it lived in my desk at work, and I'd kind of start my mornings off with it. And as I migrated from there, which is kind of funny because maybe it's not funny to some people, but I had my my Bible as well, all tattered and highlighted and notes in the margin. And I'm not even sure where it is today, because as you migrate, I migrated over to digital and got away from the My Daily Bread thing and moved over to either YouVersion, or actually I was using some other things. So, you know, once the phones got popular, it became convenient and accessible to do all this on your phone.
A devotional today, what we're trying to do is encourage people, leaders especially here, to consider some kind of an app that you could promote for your church, that you could use if you personally, for your own personal use, obviously, but also if you're a leader, you know, maybe encourage people to be involved. So you want something that's very convenient to use, you know, like an on-the-go kind of a deal. You can get some instant access to something. You can use it, you know, if you're waiting at a doctor's office, which I've been in a lot lately, you know, you can pull up something that will encourage you spiritually. You can, and even something, if you could find something that we're developing, you could actually maybe even engage a little bit more with other people. And it would, you know, something that you could right at your fingertips, time saving, and something that, look, everybody has their phone with them almost, right? So you're always going to have your phone with you most of the time. If you're carrying around a paperback devotional or something like what you had, that's not always accessible to you, right? So where the phone is, and if you have an app that gives that ability, then bingo, you're there.
Yep. And I think there's a sweet spot. I mean, not everybody is going to consume the same devotional. Some are going to, well, I need to spend, you know, 30 minutes in prayer and devotion every day. And some people say, I got 3 minutes and I'm out of here. So there's a sweet spot that's depending on the individuals that, I mean, but typically I think that's why the My Daily Bread got as popular as it did, is it was pretty quick, right? I mean, it was a 5 minute max kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. And so, which is probably a good spot for the majority of people, as opposed to, you know, some others that want to go deeper. Maybe they're doing 3 or 4 devotionals every morning.
Yeah. Or something that has much more content. But again, I think you got to start somewhere. And, you know, if you can start with a 5 or 10 minute deal, that's a good thing to start with. And you can always build on that. All right. So, you know, you're looking for an app, something that's accessible, something that's convenient. Also, there's also some interactive features that you might want to look for, something that's a little more personalized with interactive features, maybe something that gives you some, you know, ability to journal or ability to, to make some choices, maybe quizzes or some input, something that will enhance your user engagement.
Yeah, I know, you know my wife for a long time was going through, it's one of the popular things with YouVersions, you can invite, you can go through devotionals either by yourself or you can invite others to go through them with you. And if you do invite others to go through them with you, they can participate. And they can participate by going, you know, they can leave comments basically on whatever that day's devotion. So others that are going through it with you will see those comments. My wife was a little not as excited about that feature because she was the first one in every day since she's a super early riser. So she'd go through a devotion. She wouldn't see what anybody else had done unless she went back either the next day and looked at the prior day's piece or whatever. But yeah, having the ability to contribute and share is an important thing. And I think it's the ability to be able to go through it with other people is important. After I graduated from college, I had started lifting weights in college and working out fairly regularly. And then I moved back home. Actually, I took a job in my hometown and actually moved into the bedroom I grew up in at my parents' house because it was very affordable. And I, you know, so I was like, I wasn't. Anyway, I started working out and we got a membership at a gym. And I had one of my high school buddies that lived in town also got the membership at the gym. I think we went in together and said, oh, we're going to, you know, subscribe to this place. And that made a dramatic difference because before I would, you know, I'd go work out and if I didn't show up, no big deal, you know, but a lot of times I'd be going, oh man, I'm tired. I don't want to go. We actually worked out in the evening, which is a terrible time for me. But anyway, I go, I don't want to go. And I go, but Kirk's going to be waiting there. You know, he needs a spotter. I need a spotter. So, you know, I'd show up and he was going through the same thing in his mind as well. And so it just introduced a level of friendly accountability in the whole workout thing. So we were very diligent in with our physical workout. And the same thing can apply with going through a devotion with a group of people.
Yeah, a devotional app that has something that, and what you're saying here is really is the third point of my notes here in the blog.streamingchurch.tv, in case you're interested. Community building. It's all about building relationships with people, some accountability, as you mentioned earlier, and connecting with other people. And so if you have an app, a devotional app that can do something like that, again, it's doing the exact thing that you were talking about with weightlifting. It brings something in there that helps motivate you and keep you going, even if you don't feel like doing it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, we were having our webinar next week on the app that we have. I was actually at a social engagement with my small group recently. And I was seeing that people were ribbing some other people about their either participation, well, mainly their lack of participation on doing their daily devotions. Cause we, you know, our thing has a kind of a community element on it. And you can see, you don't see exactly who's participating, but you can see who's participating. The guy actually pulled his app up and like, oh my gosh, you have not been doing it. No, anyway.
Well, and so since you mentioned that, shameless plug, what is it? You know, I've been alluding to this, that we actually have something that we're developing. What's it called?
It is called Daily Dive 365. And yeah, we'll get into, as far as personalized experience, the experience is completely customized to your church's messages. So that you go to church or you don't go to church. Maybe this is an excuse for people that don't want to go, you know, that miss out on church. They'll go, I'll catch the devotions during the week and get the whole message.
But there's nothing like the experience. So, it's kind of like, so it's Daily Dive 365 and the website is dailydive365.com. If you want to take a look at it. But that's what it is. And we'll be talking about a lot of the features in the webinar that we've got coming up.
Yeah, that's
So that will be
cool
something.
ways to get your people engaged during the week. So anyway, we're pretty excited about it.
So this is a kind of a shameless plug. We're doing some self-glossing here, but I think it's important that, again, even if you decide, look at the Daily Dive 365, not interested, you know, the whole point of what we're doing here at, with Church Solutions podcast and even the blogs and things that we do is we want to equip you and encourage you as leaders, as key volunteers to, you know, go a little deeper, go a little further, help your people connect with each other, help your people connect with God, help them connect and grow spiritually. And so when we talk about these things that we're doing today, which is not necessarily streaming video, which is kind of what we mainly do, it's still designed to encourage and to at least stimulate your thinking.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what can we do to help our people?
Yeah. And it goes back to, I mean, all pastors want to be have an impact on their church members. You know, a quote from our pastor is, "I wish I had more influence over the other 167 hours during the week." He says, "I have them for an hour, and he does a really good job, and he tries to make the most of it. But then they walk out the door, and you don't have any influence over them." And as we walk in through some of the stats, a lot of people forget about what the message was.
Yeah.
By Monday morning.
Exactly. Like you illustrated earlier at the beginning here.
Yeah. So however you do it, you should be thinking about ways that you can reach your members during the week, keep them fed, so to speak.
Exactly. All right. So as we just work through this here and wrap things up, you know, a daily devotional app, variety of contents important. You know, devotional, there's different styles out there. There's different people that are involved. The one that we have, dailydive365.com, that can actually come, the content can be created from your pastor's content and automatically done. But, you know, something that's going to give people an experience that's a good fit for them. And, you know, hopefully you have some opportunities within that app to incorporate audio, maybe some video in some ways, maybe some images, something that can enhance their experience. So just keep that in mind when we talk about that. And then really the bottom line is, you know, you want to integrate all this stuff in the people's lives, you know, practical applications, Bible study things, prayer journaling, prayer request, you know, Daily Dive 365, what we have, people can post prayer requests, right?
Yep. Yep.
So you know, it's
some community elements and
it's an important thing, you know. So all those things are good. So and the nice thing about it is if you're a leader, and you're a pastor especially, you know, it can take content that you've already worked on and done, your sermon, and it can actually create devotionals from that. So it's not like you have to write more devotionals during the week, or you have to do this, you have to do that, but it's all worked out where it will automatically do that stuff, and then you can obviously edit it and do some things to it to maybe polish it up or do something
you
a little
can
different,
link it,
schedule it,
shorten it, rearrange it, change it, whatever, but it does the initial cut for you and gives you something to look at and approve.
And we're talking about a mobile app here, but it's not just for the mobile app. I mean, Alexa devices, it can be on Alexa, it can create podcasts from your sermon.
Yep, we have some churches that are using it for just a podcast, and that way that's really easy and convenient for your church members because they just subscribe to the podcast, and then every day it will push a new devotion to them. And they're, like I said, they're quick and easy, and so it can keep people connected with the church as they listen to podcasts. Podcasting is very popular now.
It's very popular. You've been doing it for before it was a podcast, but you've enjoyed it. You have multiple podcasts that you listen to, right?
Yeah. Every week I get so I stay connected to news and other spiritual growth tools, family-based, marriage-based.
Yeah.
It's a great way to consume some content at your convenience too, while you're driving in the car.
I've got a couple I like.
Working out, when you're doing whatever.
By the way, my wife was on a podcast. She was a guest of a podcast. One of our people that we had on here, Angie Bachman from Live Steady On. We had her on here a year ago or something. We had her on the Church Solutions podcast, and she actually interviewed my wife. Had her on there. All right, well, good. Well, look, let's wrap things up here. Look, if you have questions about this stuff, I'd encourage you to reach out to us, but I'd also encourage you to check out our webinar on all this stuff. It's called the 7-Day Sermon, and it's available free, and you can just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And as I said at the beginning of this, if you can come and be a part of it live, that would be great, because we'll do it live, but we also have it recorded. So even if you can't make it, sign up for it. We'll send you a copy of the webinar with some Q&A at the end of it as well. So I think it's something you might, it would enlighten you and get something, you might get something out of it and might encourage you to go on and work with your people even in a closer way. So check that out. All right. We're done here, right? Anything else we need to talk about?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, good deal. All right. If you have not subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, I'd encourage you to do that wherever you get your podcast from. If you get a chance to give us a rating, we'd love to hear that. And as always, we want your feedback and even suggestions on maybe some topics that you might like to cover, might like us to cover. We primarily cover streaming video and tech things for churches, but we've also talked about other things as well. And as we said during this podcast, it's all about helping you grow spiritually and also helping you as a leader grow and connect with other people. So we're done here. Thank you, Mr. Steve Lacy.
All right. Glad to be here.
All righty. And folks, thank you for being a part of the Church Solutions podcast. We are very happy that you've been with us, and we appreciate it. And we'll catch you again next time. I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other.